Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I'm a 22-year-old African English citizen, born and raised in London, England, UK. I'm 6'6" tall and very skinny. I have no friends and get no women. I'm not a virgin and have had sex with like 5 girls, 3 being escorts that I paid for. I hate London in the UK and I want to move to Canada to start a new life. The province of Saskatchewan gives foreign nationals who work as long-haul truckers permanent residency after only 6 months of work experience. I'm planning to come to Canada from the UK on an international experience visa, which is valid for 2 years max. With this visa, I can live and work in Canada unrestricted, and after only 3 years of being a permanent resident, I can apply for Canadian citizenship. I'm happy to go monk mode and just work as a long-haul truck driver, driving from Canada to America and back, because the salary looks good and I love driving and seeing new places. I have one serious conviction for violence in the UK, so currently I'm not eligible to even visit Canada on a tourist visa. I already found a really good immigration lawyer that'll help me make it possible to get to Canada, but it'll cost £3,500. Sane Man, it'll cost me thousands from start to finish using immigration lawyers to become admissible to America and Canada because of my felony for a violent crime committed years ago. Should I come to Canada? And what do you think of my plan to become a trucker? I've never driven a truck in my entire life, and the truck license could cost me like 7,000 Canadian. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Maybe start working as a truck driver in the UK first and get your license that way instead of flying to Canada if they'll even let you in. Why uproot your life when you can drive trucks in the UK and see if you like it in the first place? As for Canada, those Saskatchewan winters in Canada's west can be pretty brutal. The average is minus 10 to 20 degrees Celsius in January. Maybe visit first in the winters to see if you can actually tolerate it. As for you coming to Canada, the reason they're giving away citizenship so easily these days is because no one wants to live in Regina, Saskatchewan, because of how cold it is and how boring it is. Most people that work there for a couple of years as truckers eventually move to Toronto in southern Ontario or Vancouver, BC. That's what happens all the time. So that's why we're having trouble moving people into this country. Maybe you're trying to get away from England for a place with more opportunity. But there doesn't seem to be anywhere in the West these days that you can escape to where you can make a lot of money without the cost of living eating up most of it. The inflation is in every Western country right now, and the cost of living is spiraling upwards. But Saskatchewan makes financial sense if you stay there because it's quite affordable, especially considering crappy starter homes are only $200,000 in Canadian dollars, or around $150,000 US bucks. A nice house will cost you around $300,000 to $400,000 there. If you make your money as a trucker and stay in that province, then you'll have a decent quality of life, even if you live in a place with a small population. But if you want to come to a big city, then I wouldn't be coming to Canada. Most of the country is way too expensive to live in these days. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to men are increasingly becoming refugees in Western countries' clown world show. Soon immigrants from all over the world, once they figure out that most of the West is too expensive to move to and work your way up from to the middle classes, will lose hope of escaping where they are for a place that has better opportunities. Many of the young locals that live in Canada can't afford it, even if they have parents and know the language. Yes, life is still affordable in Saskatchewan or Calgary, or maybe even the Maritime provinces in Canada. But for how much longer? Mr. Anonymous, life is too expensive for most Canadians, and many are thinking of moving to the United States. If the United States has an equivalent offer to Canada, then I would take that instead. If I was 22 years old, healthy, and willing to work hard and make something of myself, I would totally move to Saskatchewan and do what you're planning to do, spending a few hours of your life in your early 20s to save a ton of money while working as a MGTOW monk would be a great idea. You're young and it's worth it to go out on an adventure. Just remember that the majority of guys won't stick around in that part of Canada when their required time is up when it comes to getting their citizenship. I suspect you'll eventually make your way to Toronto, Vancouver, or Montreal. What you'd be doing is considered the traditional Canadian or American dream of making enough money to have a middle-class existence. But now you most Canadians can't take part in that dream anymore. The only hope is for those that have some money but not enough to live comfortably in Canada or in the West in general to escape to a poor country and live the good life that way. It's the only way out, it seems. But even that's not without its issues. For example, Amir over at MGTOW.TV spends a lot of his time living in Colombia and Mexico. I know guys from Canada and the United States down there, and they're also doing pretty well. In my opinion, the new American or Canadian dream is somehow managing to save or make $500,000 to $1 million in the West, which can barely buy a basic apartment and sell it and buy a house for $50,000 to $100,000 in Eastern Europe, Latin America, or Japan. Also still have access to brokerage accounts in Canada to invest in the US stock markets and big tech, as well as having Bitcoin, which will also help you stay ahead of inflation, as well as possibly having a job that lets you work remotely. As for Canadians, many are refugees in their own country. I thought about moving to the Yukon or Yellowknife, and that city was surrounded by fire recently and might have burned to the ground by the time I released this. I was watching the evacuations and saw a sizable community of Southeast Asians leaving just in case. But when I thought about moving there years ago, the houses were at least $500,000 above the Arctic Circle, where you can't even go outside for 7 or 8 months during the year comfortably. The good thing about Canada is there's a lot less racism, unlike those English guys in the UK. I think that as the opportunities in the West dry up, there won't be as many immigrants coming in anymore. I'm seeing dozens of videos on YouTube where immigrants to Canada are complaining and saying that they only knew how expensive it was, they never would have come here. Remember, it's mostly the well-off ones that come here, and it's especially the South Asian ones that had servants at home that try to get out of here, and now they have to come to Canada and work as Uber drivers for a living. They want to stay and enjoy all the amenities. But with the population growing so rapidly, good luck getting a doctor in Canada, Mr. Anonymous. Some are waiting for years to find a family doctor. There were walk-in clinics up until COVID that you could visit and see someone almost immediately. Near me, almost all of them have closed their doors now. I can only imagine how long it would take to find a family doctor in Saskatchewan these days. Also, you're in for a massive culture shock going from a place like London to rural Canada. You say that you hate London, but you might find the boredom from moving to the prairies absolutely unbearable. Also, you say that you don't have friends right now. Imagine what it's going to be like moving to a place where you don't know anyone, or how hard it's going to be to meet women as well. But you're a monk, so that shouldn't be too big of a problem for you. Also, try and make sure you're guaranteed a job. This country is known to suck immigrants in, take their money, and not offer them any decent opportunities for employment. I used to work as a recruiter back in the day, and most companies didn't want to hire people without Canadian experience. I'm sure that with the trucker shortages, you'll be fine finding a job so long as you get certified. Just be aware you probably won't be making that much money to start. Maybe $40,000 or $50,000 a year driving for the same company. You only really start making more as a trucker once you're your own boss, once you own your own truck, and can select which jobs you actually want to do. That's about all I got to say on the topic. I just want young guys to know that no matter where they go in this world these days, if the population is peaking out and there are tons of old people that need pension money, their governments are going to tax you, the new immigrant, and the young heavily in the future to pay for the old boomers. Standards of life are going to fall, but you're going to have to be more than average these days. You're going to have to become exceptional to be successful and live a simple existence that would have been very middle class only a few decades ago. Making $25 an hour today in a semi-decent job is the equivalent in purchasing power to someone working as a cashier back in the 1960s. Let that sink in. How much inflation has actually wrecked most people? We only really noticed that the last few years because of the money printing thanks to COVID, shooting up 5 or 10 years worth of inflation in only a couple of years. I see this as a blessing in disguise because it pushed me to get serious about putting all my assets into things that are volatile, yes, but also tend to beat inflation. Mr. Anonymous is not good enough to make great money, but you also need to protect its purchasing power too. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Canada smashes most immigrants that come to the big cities up their schwing-schwings thanks to the high cost of living. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that arrive in Canada for the free healthcare, but then have to wait 5 years to see a basic doctor away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.